Now to Information Desk.
Belated birthday greetings go to you, Mrs. Joan Marshall, from one of our former volunteers, Michael Taylor. We are glad to know, Anita Capon, that you and your husband Fred are enjoying the recordings, and we do hope your treatment goes well. Thanks go to you, Mrs. E. Berry and Mrs. Betty Wilson, for the stamps.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR3 1JH. Held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, come along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the Vernon Castle Room, Millennium Library, on the second Monday of every month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might like to become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on Monday, April the 11th.
The Norwich Macular Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There's often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. Refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. The next meeting will be on Friday the 8th of April.
Vision Norfolk is working with a postgraduate student from the UEA. She is looking for blind and visually impaired people to undertake some everyday tasks to assist her with her project. They have been working closely with her, and she has completed a few testing sessions in our Bradbury Activity Centre, but she is keen for more people to get involved. If anyone is interested, please contact Edward Bates on edward.bates@visionnorfolk.org.uk. He will be happy to put you in contact with the researcher or to give you more information himself. We hope to be able to organise a couple more sessions. You would be required for about 1.5 to 2 hours, depending on how long the session takes, and you will be paid for your time.
Now we have an item about smart speaker commands, so if you don't use a smart speaker device, please skip to the next track. In this item, we use A word rather than that female name beginning with an A to avoid you triggering your device. From April, it is possible that the A word commands we use at the moment will stop working. This is because our previous service supplier has had to be replaced by a new service provided by the British Wireless for the Blind Fund. If your current commands do stop working, and we aren't completely sure that they will, you will need to use new commands to access Chatterbox. So start by saying, A word, disable my talking newspaper. Then unplug the Echo device, leave it for a minute, and plug it back in again. It will take a minute or so to find the Wi-Fi and restart. Then say, A word, open talking newspaper. A word should then reply with something like, welcome to your talking newspaper skill. Please say the name of the city, of a newspaper, or name of a town. To this prompt, you have 4 possible responses: Chatterbox Weekly, Chatterbox Magazine, Chatterbox Chat Around, Chatterbox Let's Talk. You can say A word next track and A word previous track to move between tracks of the publication you are listening to. You can say A word pause or A word stop to pause or stop the publication from playing, then A word play to resume playing. Also, A word cancel to completely exit from the skill. In some cases, it is possible that the smart speaker will not be able to change commands from the old to new supplier. If you find that this happens, contact us on 01603 765 365 or by email, and we will get in touch with you to fix it as soon as possible. And that's all from Information Desk for this week.